Hawaii offers endless opportunities for filmmakers and as background has filled in for any number of exotic locales ever since the silent movie days. But the story of life here, as it is lived by the people who live here, is all too rarely told. Director Christopher Kahunahana's first full-length feature is called Waikiki, and it's a deliberate challenge to the cliched view of life in the islands. His film is a work in progress, and we spoke about it the other day.
There's an unlimited global demand for the idea of Hawaii, Hawaii as a paradise. And so when you think of Waikiki, it conjures up all these images of beautiful sandy beaches, paradise.
A getaway.
Yes, a getaway. But for the people who live here, we understand that it's not always so simple. Paradise is something that does exist, but we don't get to live it every day.
How does your story reflect that?
I wanted to show Hawaii in every aspect of it. It's beauty, it's struggle, it's connection, it's humanity, and it's difficulties. And I thought the only way to do that was to take a character, someone that we all know. She's the average Hawaii girl, grows up here, works hard, has three jobs, you know, struggles to survive. She's saving money to get her own place, but as you know, Hawaii has one of the highest rental prices, highest property prices, and so it's hard. So she struggles to try to make ends meet, and this is something I think we from Hawaii intimately understand. I think a lot of people are feeling the same thing. It's not as easy as people think it is.
Everyone, to some degree, who lives in Hawaii has... It seems as if we all feel some degree of obligation to kind of sell Hawaii, represent the state at its best, you know, show Hawaii for the place that we've come to love living in. What is the effect of that sort of dark side view, do you think, on viewers?
You know, I don't think it's a dark side. I think it's just, it's realistic. It's an authentic point of view. It's like, as a Kanaka Maoli, you know, these are issues that we grew up with. It's like we see how hard it is for our parents to, you know, send their kids to school, keep a roof over their heads. And it's tough. I mean, we all know Hawaii has one of the highest per capita homelessness in the nation. Mm-hmm. So it's like, as much as people want to believe Hawaii is only a beautiful paradise, it's realistically, there's a lot of people struggling.
How does the story of your film, give me, if you would, a quick sort of outline of the story and tell me how that reflects your theme.
So the story's kind of an allegory, and it's a tragedy, and it's the simple plot is we follow a girl on her normal life trying to make ends meet, and she runs into a person who she befriends, and they go on this journey together, and through that process they form a friendship. And we soon realize that these people's lives aren't as, you know, as simple as we would seem to want them to be. It's not as idyllic. It's they need each other. They need friendship. They need connection to community. They need family. So simple plots, boy meets girl, friendship, and then, you know, how those things work out.
A journey.
It's a journey, yeah.
A discovery.
Journey of discovery, yes, yes. But that's the simple plot. And, you know, being from Hawaii, we have this thing called kauna. Mm-hmm. Kauna is alternate meanings, deeper meanings than simple thought, simple ideas. Mm-hmm. So this is, it acts as an allegory for the greater story, which is about the... She represents what Hawaii has been going through. We follow the awai, or the water from the sky all the way through the ocean, and its disruption causes disruptions within our community. And it affects the health, the mental health, the sustainability of the land. All these issues come into play and affect the characters in the screenplay.
What does Waikiki as a title come to mean in the course of this story?
So Waikiki, from a Hawaiian perspective, translated means bubbling water, and it's because the rain from the mountain would flow in through Waikiki and come up through the land. It was very fertile. Mm-hmm. But we all know what happened is that they built the Alawai. They plugged up the natural flow of water mm-hmm. to build Waikiki. And so as they spent, you know, billions of dollars annually to promote this idea of an idyllic sandy beach, you know, if we, you know, we can just walk out and look at the Alawai and realize that's not always, that's not accurate.
It's kind of an artificial environment, right? It's a wetland that got filled in.
Mm-hmm.
It were it in its original state, it wouldn't support high-rise hotels.
No, they have to change the topography of the land. They have to change the flow of the water in order for them to be able to build, you know, the hotels to sustain the economy of the visitor industry.
And every once in a while, you've got to add sand to those beaches, or else you're not going to have those either.
That's a controversial topic, but, you know, we pull a lot of the sand to build all our high-rises and our freeways from Maui, and in that sand, you know, it's my Iwi Kupuna, so it's my people are in those sands, and, you know, them using it to build these high-rises, you know, it's disheartening a lot of times.
Is that going to emerge as we hear your story in the film?
You know, there's a lot of this story, because it's a difficult story to tell, which touches on a lot of sensitive issues. It was hard to write. You know, it's not a documentary, so I'm not trying to present it as fact.
Like, right.
This is the way things are. I just want to say this is the environment that these characters live in. You know, we're affected by noise pollution. So, you know, as they're, you know, driving on the side of the road, we just get bombarded with, like, the sound of traffic and mm-hmm. people and construction, the constant pounding into the aina, you know, of these big... And all day, every day, you can't... go without hearing helicopters fly overhead constantly, or jets, military jets or planes. Mm-hmm. And we're talking like in our valleys. We're talking about as far away from the airport as you can get on this island, and you still can't escape the sound of just like modernity. And I think all these things affect people on a subconscious level. And I think hopefully people will feel that through the film.
Those pressures of modernity, that direction is not going to get reversed, right?
No, it's not. It's not.
So what's your take on our future based on that?
Well, I think in a lot of places, they're returning and understanding the value of native understandings of nature and native connection to nature. And so a lot in science, they're discovering a lot of things that the native people knew for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think what... there becomes a problem when we just say this one culture is what humanity encompasses, only this culture. As we lose languages, we lose understanding, we lose Ike. As we lose the Hawaiian language, Olelo Hawaii, mm-hmm. we lose a lot of the understandings of our environment. I think in order to create a more sustainable, healthy environment for all Hawaii citizens, global citizens, we have to reconnect to our to the aina, to the land, to, you know. So in the film, it comes down to this one olelo no'eau, which is he ali'i ka aina he kawa ke kanaka, he ali'i ka aina he kawa ke kanaka, which means the land is the chief. The people are merely its servants. So we are responsible for the land versus seeing the land as a commodity to, you know, profit off of or to make money off of. Mm-hmm. Or it's like we need to take care of the earth, and the earth will take care of us.
Christopher Kahuna-Hana is the director of Waikiki, which is currently in production. You can learn more about it on our Facebook page.